Listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that gives you the bigger picture and better terms of service. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Providing superior customer service doesn't have to be cost-intensive. Here now with her best advice for giving great customer service on a shoestring is Nancy Nelson. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller My Vintage Cat. That's all one word. And she's also an eBay educator. She was in the Certified Education Specialist Program until we retired it last year. Nancy, what's your number one tip for delivering five-star customer service?
Well, hi, Griff, and it's great to be back on the show. My number one tip for delivering five-star customer service is to put yourself in the buyer's shoes. What kind of customer experience do you expect? And this is something when I teach my class to beginners, I give them some homework. If they haven't bought an item on eBay, that's the first thing I tell them to do. And usually they're delighted because everybody likes to go shopping. So putting yourself in the buyer's shoes, think about what you look for when you are searching for that item and the customer service that you expect.
So do people in your class, do they buy it right there on the spot with their laptop, or do they go home? Is it homework?
It's homework, although sometimes people have been known to do some searching and some buying. That would not be the first time, but usually it is homework.
So what are some budget-friendly examples of great customer service that you've implemented in your business? We're talking about budget-friendly here.
Budget-friendly, and a lot of what I'm going to talk about doesn't cost anything at all. And especially for people who are first starting out, sometimes they think, do I really need to be concerned about customer service if all I'm doing is clearing out my garage so I can park my car in there? And the answer is yes. And I talk about the importance of being aware of your competition and that things have changed. It's no longer going to cut it if you just throw an item up and expect somebody to buy it. So great customer service means that you are friendly, you are welcoming. You create policies that make people want to shop with you. You describe your item clearly and succinctly, give them the information they need, but don't include all those paragraphs about the things that you expect the buyer to do. Really make it easy to buy from you. And all of that doesn't cost a dime. And eBay, through their processes, makes it very easy for you to communicate with your customers, and you don't have to hire a staff or implement a big complicated system. As a small business person, you can be nimble. You can react. You can, if a customer has a question, you have the ability to take care of it right there and there.
So I assume that you're still teaching people how to sell on eBay.
Yes.
And my question was going to be, when you're teaching them, when and how do you introduce the topic of customer service and why it's so important?
It's one of the first things we talk about after a general introduction to eBay and talking about the setup of their accounts, which they do before class, ideally. We talk about what are the keys to success on eBay. In addition to having products that people want to buy at the right price, described correctly with great pictures and descriptions, I think one of the most important goals is to have a goal, whether it's to clear out your garage or to have a part-time or full-time income. You still need to have that goal in mind. And the most important factor, I think, is having that good positive attitude and having that customer service mindset. It's important for anything you do in business, any activity at all. If you can't reach your customers and have them have confidence in you, well, you will not be successful. So we talk about it right up front.
You also talk about taking a negative customer experience and turning it into a positive one. Can you give us an example?
Oh, yes, and I do have many. And that's one thing I tell my students. It's not a matter of if, it's when. You will have problems, and it's how you respond to those problems. I'm thinking about a large set of antique fish prints that I had for sale, and I still have some of those for sale, and there were very many of them. I've had about 100 of them. And unfortunately, I thought that one that I had already sold was still in my inventory, and I couldn't find it. So I remember hearing about some other eBay sellers that when that happens to them, they try to find the item for them from another eBay seller. And I thought, well, this is a unique item. But fortunately, I was able to do some searching, and I gave my customer an option. I said, well, here are some options for you. I'm out of stock, but I can, I've already identified a source for this, and I'm happy to get that one to you, or I'm happy to give you a full refund. What would you prefer? And in the case of this particular buyer, they wanted the item. So I was able to turn that potentially negative experience into a positive for them. Cost me a little bit of money, but in the long run, having a satisfied customer, you know, it's really easier to hang on to those customers you already have. And if you lose them, it's much harder to get them. So in the long run, I think it turned out better.
And Griff, you would agree with her 100%. You've done that yourself.
I absolutely do.
You've done it yourself. So very good. So give us a customer tip that doesn't cost anything.
Okay. What about, I'm looking in the packing and shipping area, and one of my pet peeves, and I know there's some controversy about this and not everybody would agree, but when I buy something from any online provider, oftentimes there's nothing in the package. And I think not only are you missing a marketing opportunity, a branding opportunity, it also, when I don't see anything in the package, you know, it doesn't give me that good fuzzy feeling. So what I do, I make it very simple. I use eBay's packing slip template, and I customize that, and I do a little note. And it confirms with the buyer that, here, this is what I bought. And it confirms that. But it also reinforces the fact that I am there for them. I give them a customer service message. If you have any problems at all, please contact me. And I think it makes a big difference. And that costs nothing at all except for the piece of paper.
I like that. What about packing and shipping?
Well, this is another area that I talk about a lot in the class. And I must say the students I'm seeing recently, they tend to be more savvy and they tend to get it. I've seen a real trend. Smaller classes, but people who are more focused. And I found a class I had last Saturday, they really got the customer service aspect of this, that your packing and shipping materials need to be professional. It's okay to use recycled boxes as long as they're in good condition. But you don't want to use the cereal boxes, the Dorito bags, all of those things that, you know, it's easy to find examples. We see them all the time. People post about them. And when I show examples of those pictures, people in my class said, well, I would never do that. I said, well, I should hope not. It's really, and I also emphasize packing and shipping supplies that are either low cost or no cost.
And, you know, people think that sending out something in a cereal box is good because they say, well, cereal's dry. So, you know, mm-hmm. There couldn't be any, but it's so sloppy.
It looks really, unprofessional.
It looks poopy. And so you shouldn't do that.
I care so much about you, or so little about you,
here's
that I'm going to send you this thing.
A Fruit Loop box.
Right. And there's, if you look in the bottom, there may be a Fruit Loop or two. You're welcome.
Nice touch.
Exactly. Nancy, how long have you been selling on eBay?
I've been selling since 2002.
So quite some time.
Yeah.
15 years.
Now, were you always this much inclined toward good customer service, or did you start out kind of hit and miss?
Well, I must say I didn't really grasp the full importance of it. And I think that selling on eBay has helped me really become more customer service minded in my other business activities and helps to put myself in my customer's shoes. And so I think eBay has really helped me in that regard.
Wow. That's a good thing. So you've grown in other ways, not just with your eBay sales.
I have grown in other ways. My other business, I am a human resource consultant for small businesses, and it's vitally important for my small customers and also my HR students. We talk about it all the time, to think about the various stakeholders that you represent and how are you are going to serve them. So I must say this is very complementary to other things that I do.
So you sell on eBay part-time?
I do. I sell on eBay part-time, but it may not be too long before I'm ready to take that
leap.
Okay. So get ready.
Listen, you need to let us know when just before that's going to happen.
I certainly will.
So that we can go take the journey along with you. It's so exciting to become a full-fledged entrepreneur, not doing it part-time. I love it.
Yes, I look forward to that.
Mm-hmm. Very important. Well, Nancy, you have children?
I have a stepson, and I have a cat, and a husband.
And a husband. Well, you got your hands
full. Wait a minute.
Full.
Let's not say anything about the order of that so that somebody doesn't get upset.
So do you do your sales yourself, or does your husband help, or your stepson?
He does help. He takes a lot of my photos. He's a very good photographer, and he's a very good product sourcer. We sell unique, one-of-a-kind items, vintage and antique, and he has a good eye. So he does help. The only thing I really haven't been able to convince him to do is any packing or shipping.
Oh, John does our shipping and packing, thank gosh. Yeah, he knows his place. Shipping and packing, that's it. Well, Nancy, it's a pleasure always to have you on. You're so positive.
Well, thank you, Lee.
I just
it's
love
a
it.
To be on.
Thank you. This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Up next, top five tax and legal questions from e-commerce sellers on eBay Radio.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.